out there thought Laura Dern died a couple nights ago. Now, it was Lorna Doom, bass player to the seminal Southern California punk band, The Germs. I don't know what seminal means. I mean, I know what it means. I can use it in the context of a sentence, but I don't really know what it means. Like, I don't really know the definition. By the way, Facebook and social media page, my social media pages of friends and whatnot, you would have thought motherfucking Teresa died. I mean, God bless the soul of the late Teresa Ryan, a.k.a. Lorna Doom. But was Lorna Doom really on anybody's radar? Was anybody thinking about Lorna Doom 2 days before she passed, when she was suffering from whatever she was suffering from? No. This whole social media mourning has gotten out of control. It's not about the person who passed. It's about you making it about yourself. Come on, let's face it. That's why I want to implicate? I don't even know if that's the... Implement. That's why I want to implement. I don't even know if that's fucking right. Implement. I'm going to use implement. That's why I want to implement a, like, two celebrity, or in this case, very, very minor celebrity. Two celebrity mourns a month. And that would make these punk rock flea marketers think twice before gushing over Lorna Doom. I mean, depending on what time it is in the month and how many mourns they've already posted, they would have to decide, do I waste my last mourn, because I only get two a month, or waste one of my mourns on Lorna Doom, the bass player of The Germs? I mean, you had all her album. Great. And this is no means a knock at Lorna Doom. But come on, it's out of control. If you love Lorna Doom that much, why didn't you write her a nice letter while she was alive? In fact, I want you to go out today and write a letter to Johnny Stabber or Donnie the Crippler. Donnie the... Now, I want you to sit down and write a letter to Angry Joey. Dear Johnny Stabber, I hope this letter finds you well. Eating light bulbs and rolling around in your own feces. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a big fan, and I wanted to tell you this before you died, and I made countless social media posts about your death, about me. And you might get a letter back. Dearest Agatha. Agatha's the name of the girl that wrote the letter. Dearest Agatha, thank you for the letter, but get a bloody life. You're not 12 years old anymore. Make your homemade, handmade soaps and go to your fucking punk rock flea market. Lorna Doom, do you think that maybe, perhaps, she jinxed herself with that name? I'd like to go back in time. And I want to start... If I could get a time machine, forget killing Hitler, I would go back to like 1973, 74. I would start the first punk rock band. And my name would be Johnny Long and Happy Life. This is the Eric Toddcast, by the way. That's Tom Hughes, Tom Cat, and the Torpedo Band, real deal, blues-based, rock and roll, boogie-woogie, punk rock, whatever you want to fucking call it. He's alive, and I tell him five times a fucking week how great he is. I'll even write him a letter. like you're going to write to Johnny Stabber. And by the love of God, this is not a knock at Lorna Doom, but seriously, like, I didn't never heard of her until, I mean, I saw the movie about the band. The movie was better than the band. But I didn't remember what her name was. But this isn't a knock at her. It's out of control. People my age, and I'm not young, but I'm not fucking old. I'm 43. People my age were mourning the death of Carol Channing. Dim the lights on Broadway. Who the fuck my age says dim the lights on Broadway for anybody? Who even remember what Carol... I remember Carol Channing is like a lady that would pop up and like tell a joke. I think on, like, Laughing or something. I don't even know. That was before my time, too. I do know that I she's more recognizable. And God, I didn't want this to be an angry-sounding podcast. It's not angry. The soul of the late Teresa Ryan, Lorna Doone, it's her beautiful soul is scattered all around the world. It's touched people's lives. I'm sure she has. And in her death, she will touch people's lives. People will go out and buy the album. They never heard it before. I'm going to go out. I'm going to listen to it because I never really got into them. I don't know if I like them or not. As a guy who likes punk rock, I probably should be familiar with the Germs. So I'm going to buy the CD or download it, whatever people do nowadays. This isn't angry. I just hope that you recognize your mom and your grandmom and people like that while they're alive. You know, it's like you seem very upset about people you supposedly grew up with. I grew up with them. I grew up with Laverne and Shirley. Shut up! You didn't grow up with them. They didn't raise you. You grew up with your fucking parents. And if you didn't have parents, I'm sorry. You grew up with the kids on the corner. You grew up with Johnny Stabber. You probably knew a Johnny Stabber. Fictional punk rock guy. I think fictional. I don't know. You might find out that really was a guy. I don't know. I love punk rock. I grew up listening to punk rock. I didn't grow up with it. But I'm 43 now. My friends are in their 40s and older. And it's become stale. Punk rock flea market. A flea market, there's nothing not punk rock about a regular flea market. A regular flea market is not corporate run. There's no reason why a regular flea market doesn't suffice. Punk rock bowling. A big festival out in Las Vegas. It's become stale. It's not fun. It's not in the corner VFW. It's not in the basement of a bowling alley anymore. It's not punk rock. Lorna Doom was probably raising children, volunteering at a homeless shelter. She probably didn't even give two shits. She probably doesn't even care if you remembered that she was Lorna Doom. But that being said, I don't want this to be an angry podcast. I just think social media grieving and mourning for celebrities and minor league celebrities at that. Two a month. I'm giving you. I'm implementing it. I'm like Bill O'Reilly or something. I somehow turned my fun entertainment comedy based show into something angry and Fox News sounding, and I'm going to yell at you and tell you what to do. But I'm giving you two celebrity mourns a month. So, February 2nd, the drummer to the Angry Simones dies. He might be dead already. I don't know. Are you going to make that all about yourself, or are you going to save both of your mourns just in case, I don't know, the freaking dude from Social Distortion or something dies? Glenn Danzig dies. We'll be right back. The point of this exercise is to just show you how sincere or insincere your celebrity mornings really are. I'm guilty of it. I'm not putting you down. I'm not putting Lorna Doom down. I went nuts with Nick Knox from the Cramps time. Now, in my defense, Nick Knox played the drums like nobody else, was a drummer in a real seminal punk band that started probably more than one genre of rock and roll. Psychobilly and psychedelic surf billy rock, I don't fucking know. At the end of the day, he didn't hold me and rub my head and say, shh, it's going to be okay, when I was a little kid and I had a headache. My mom did that. One time I was in Hollywood, California. That's where they make all the movies. And all the celebrities live there. Clark Gable, Humphrey Bogart, they all live there. They hang out at that one diner on the corner. And I went into a bar called The Rainbow. And Lemmy from Motorhead was sitting there. Now this is Lemmy from, I don't even have to say from Motorhead, it's Lemmy. Quite possibly the greatest rock and roll band of all time. In my eyes, there's only like really five rock and roll bands, like real rock and roll bands. And I'm not going to go over into that right now, but Motorhead, Ramones, AC/DC. And I said to myself, I'm going to leave him alone. I don't want to bother Lemmy from Motorhead. And my friend, who was with me at the time, said, nah, you're a fan. You buy all his fucking CDs. You've been listening to him since you were a kid. You deserve to go meet Lemmy from Motorhead. And I got quite a few beers in me, as I always did back then. Said, you know what, you're right. I deserve to meet Lemmy from Motorhead. So I go over, and I tap him on the back. Big, strong back. And he doesn't turn around. I feel a little hurt. So I tap him on the back again. He doesn't turn around. I don't meet Lemmy from Motorhead. Now he's dead. Lemmy from Motorhead taught me one of the greatest life lessons that day. He's not important enough for me to be pounding on his back when he's trying to sit there, relax and play his Megatouch machine. And I'm not important enough for him to turn around. You know who's important? That guy walking down the street in the rain and needs a ride. Or the guy standing on the corner and needs 50 cents to get something to eat. The junkies dying under the bridges. Your direct family, your friends. How many of them have gone and you didn't take the time to put a post out like you did for Lorna? Dude, Lorna, where the fuck is that? This is Tom Hughes, Tomcat's Torpedo Band, they're called, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I like to say they play that Chattanooga boogie. I'm trying to get that to catch on with them, but they don't seem to be digging it. But I'm going to keep saying it. But this, I want to tell you about this while they're here, while they're alive. Because none of us are getting any younger, kids. what I've had to say here today, or if you do like what I've had to say here today, please email me at eric.todd1975@gmail.com. And put Toddcast in the thing so I know what it's about. It's eric.todd1975@gmail.com. I plan on doing this once a week on my ride in or my ride home from work. I plan on making it entertaining and fun. I'm very sorry that this one seemed angry. God rest your soul, Lord of Doom. I know you are important to some people. I know that. That wasn't the point. The point was to make people question the sincerity of... I mean, is there any sincerity left when we're just posting rest in peace every fucking person? We're not calling them on the phone. I call friends on the phone. They let it ring and ring and ring. And after it goes to the machine, they text me. What's up, Eric? I wanted to fucking talk, that's what. Alright? So if you like this, or even if you don't like it, I'm going to do this for the next month or so, see if it catches on, next couple months. Once a week, I say I'll drop it. Let's say I drop it every Friday. I don't know. We'll say that for now. If it catches on, maybe I'll do a couple a week, because they're never going to be any longer than a half an hour, never any shorter than 15 minutes. So let me know what you think. Eric, E-R-I-C dot Todd, 1975@gmail.com. I promise to be funnier next time. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite song on this album.
Never wake up with them bullfrogs, baby.
That in the rock and roll songs. I called up the doctor. For guys that do so much drugs and are in such poor health, smoke cigarettes, drink, they're always calling up the doctor. And they all somehow have a doctor that doesn't have any kind of medical information for them. Just prescribes a dance, or a boogie, or a guitar. You don't need a pill. Just, you need a little shot of rhythm and blues. I'm sorry, Doc, but what medical school did you go to again? swear to God, if my Hammerlock CD comes in this week, that's some good music for next week. My brother got him. My brother got him. My sister got him too. Yeah, I woke up one morning, even Grandma had him. You had them bullfrog blues, them bullfrog blues. Blue Fall Blues. Yeah! Oh, give me that news, baby. I know you got them Blue Fall Blues.